Time now for your letters, and first, a correction. Last week, we reported that Charlotte, North Carolina, may be on the verge of electing its first African-American mayor. In fact, Charlotte's first black mayor was Harvey Gantt, who served from 1983 to 1987. And by the way, voters did elect Anthony Fox as Charlotte's second black mayor on Tuesday. Our report last week on the minority achievement gap in schools generated many comments from you. Paul Girard of Milwaukee, Wisconsin wrote, "This is a real problem in America for all races. The question is, will every individual reach their potential, or will they fall short due to budget cuts, preconceived notions, or stereotypes? Whether someone is dumbed down by others, or whether they dumb down themselves, it is a tragedy for that person and a great loss for society." Mark Harris of Eugene, Oregon wrote that as a middle-class black child raised by two professionals, not going to college was never an option. He added, "I find the solution to the achievement gap is home training and community-based educational programming, like our summer rites of passage program, where we give the message we need more doctors, lawyers, and professionals than rappers, basketball players, and football players." Our report on a maritime high school that is moving from the heart of Brooklyn to Governor's Island off the coast of Manhattan brought back memories for John Hamry of Bismarck, North Dakota.
I was stationed there in the Coast Guard during the 1980s, and I was saddened to hear that the island had been abandoned for so many years. It is good to know that such pristine real estate will be used for the use of teaching others about our oceans and oceanic ecosystem. I encourage everyone who gets the chance to visit Governor's Island. You will never look at the skyline of New York City the same again.
Several of you enjoyed our interview with French food blogger Clotilde Dussoulier about the classic French cookbook, I Know How to Cook. But parts of it bothered Susan Helgeson of Houston, Texas. I liked the piece, but had to cover my ears and those of Quinn, my 3-year-old harlequin rabbit, when you zeroed in on how the housewife cleaned and prepared the rabbit for cooking, she wrote. Maybe you don't know that rabbits are the third most popular pet in the U.S. Surely you wouldn't pick a recipe for preparing dog or cat had there been recipes for those in the cookbook. I must protest. We want to hear from you. Leave a comment by visiting npr.org, or you can find us on Twitter at NPR Weekend, all one word. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.